do you think's the difference? What has the difference been the last few weeks, you think?
Well, you know, we've done a good job of stopping the run and created a little bit more, a few more opportunities to try to get after the quarterback a little bit. So we show up a little bit more when that happens. But as a group, I thought, you know, the whole year we've been solid in the run game. We've done a good job of stopping the run. We've just not been able to create the opportunities, whether it's by down and distance or getting the game right where we can, you know, we can have those opportunities to rush the quarterback. So, you know, playing the last two running backs and being able to stop them the way we did and get the hits on the quarterback, you know, we feel like we're moving in the right direction.
We all see how quickly teams are getting the ball out against you guys, which obviously is by design. Is that the biggest reason, you think, for the lack of sacks, or do you think there's other factors?
Well, I think probably the biggest reason, that's it. But, you know, there's other factors that factor in. You know, where the score, what the score is. We've not had the situations to, you know, we've had the situations that you want to rush the passer. And so in those first six games especially, we just didn't have those situations. And when we did, I thought we did a decent job of taking advantage of those opportunities. And so we've created, you know, some better pass rush opportunities for us the last couple of weeks. And been able to take advantage of it.
It's looked like Justin Tuck has been particularly good against the run. Is that an accurate assessment?
He has played much better than he, you know, last, just comparing it to last year, you know. You know, he's played healthier. I said that in the preseason. I really thought that he could maintain, you know, staying healthy, that he would really show up. And he really has. He's played really well. And then the last 2 weeks he's been able to you know, I think he's got 9 hits on the quarterback in 2 weeks. So he's Justin's off to a really good season.
The other end of that spectrum is even Jason Pierre-Paul admits he's not himself, which I guess so soon after back surgery is not that much of a surprise, right?
Yeah, you know, he's struggled a little bit, but he's still playing solid against the run. And we just got to keep showing up every day and going to work, and that's what he's been doing. You know, he's behind the eight ball. He's an inexperienced player. You know, he's not played a lot of football. And missing training camp and missing the off-season work, you know, it did set him back. But, hey, that can't be an excuse. The season's here now, and we've got to keep rolling. And his attitude's been good, and that's what we got to keep building on. Keep building on the positives. And I still think that it can happen, you know, for him this year. I really do. You know, he needs that one breakout play or one breakout game to get him rolling. And he's the kind of guy that he can get hot and get him moving in the right direction.
A lot of that, I would imagine, is also attitude. I mean, attitude may be the wrong word, but last year he seemed very frustrated and down, and he always talked about being unhappy. I mean, that could probably lead to a funk, I would think, if you can't get out of it.
Yeah, you know, I can't answer that. You'd have to talk to him about that. But, you know, last year he didn't have the big numbers in sacks, but this guy was still one of the leaders in the league in defensive line tackles. And the list is very short of guys that play the run up front like he played last year. And so he didn't have the year as far as the pass rush numbers, but he still played pretty good last year. You know, nothing like he played in 2011. Everybody wants to see that every year. And hopefully we can get him back to that, and we're going to keep working. And you know, that's what I get paid for. So that's what we're going to keep trying to do.